It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. The hottest app right now is Angry Birds Space, the latest in the best-selling Angry Birds series. I'm not going to talk about it much today. Frankly, there just isn't a lot to say. Birds crash into pigs in space. Instead, I want to tell you about another app that just came out that's much more interesting. It's called Fish, a Tap Essay. It's not a game or a tool. You can't shop for shoes with it. It's just an essay. You'll see a few words on the screen, and then you tap to advance to the next part. There are a couple pictures along the way. It was created by writer Robin Sloan, who had noticed there were plenty of chances to like or plus one or fave things on social media, and it's easy to pass those things you like on to friends. But the like never turns into love.
We're looking at dozens, sometimes hundreds of things every day, and we never look at them again. Even if we do like them, even if we tweet them out to all of our followers on Twitter, we don't return to it. And so I came down on the side of thinking that to love something on the internet must mean that you'll return to it at some point. And I just realized how rare that was, for me at least.
Why do you think it's so rare?
I think it's rare because there's so much great stuff. We live in this kind of golden age of media, and I think we have better tools than ever before for finding stuff that we're going to like. So with this endless flood of great stuff, why go back? You know, there's always something new, always something interesting.
Why create this as a free app instead of just a blog post?
I started thinking about the ideas, and I knew I wanted to make this argument, but I had the strong sense that if I just made it as a blog post, it would suffer the same fate as everything else. It would get liked, it would get faved, people would point to it for a day, and then we'd be on to the next thing. At least for the time being, apps have this special privilege. You know, they take over the whole screen of your phone. You can't really do anything else while you're using an app. And it does feel special. It feels like something you might kind of take a pause to dive into. And that's the effect I was looking for.
Yeah, and it stays on your phone unless you consciously delete it. It's always going to be there when you turn on the phone.
That's right. You know, when you close a tab or when you finish an article on the web, it's gone unless you go back into your history or search for it or explicitly try to find it. Apps on your phone have this special property. They hang around. In some ways, they're more like a book on a bookshelf than they are like web pages.
Sloan says the app as a format for an essay has huge untapped potential.
It's not the case that words are kind of like outdated and we need to replace them with interaction and videos and birds flying through outer space. No, words are still a great technology and we don't have to go searching for something new.
Robin Sloan's app is called Fish, a Tap Essay. Ooh, bring me the funk and the findings.
According to a recent study,
your lost cell phone is in a coffee shop in Philadelphia. Security company Lookout says Philly is the lost phone capital of America. Other butterfingered metropolises include Seattle, Oakland, Long Beach, and Newark. And coffee shops are the place people lose them the most, even more common than homes and bars. The value of all those lost phones? $30 billion a year. So this is a big deal. Coffee shop patrons, I have advice on how to avoid this problem. Number one, decaf. You'll be less jumpy, less likely to drop your phone. Two, pockets. They're on your garments. Put your phone in them. And three, maybe just switch to a rotary landline. It's good enough for grandma, and she never loses her phone. Just saying. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by PhoneTag.com, a service which converts voicemails into emails or text messages, designed to make individuals or businesses more productive. More at PhoneTag.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.